But the effect on consumer sentiment of the hiatus may be even greater. Surveys suggest that 59% of Americans are sports fans. For many, the loss of their favourite sports events will compound the effect of being stuck at home. An important source of enjoyment will disappear. And alternative sources of entertainment are hard to find. Big movie releases, such as the latest James Bond film and Disney's Mulan, have been postponed. Broadway has been closed down. Many rock concerts have been cancelled or postponed. Classical recitals, traditionally a magnet for a nation's worst coffers, have gone the same way. The cancellations are understandable. Allowing people to congregate in huge numbers during a pandemic seems like a big risk. Mass events also require a large presence of police and emergency services who may be needed elsewhere. John Maynard Keynes talked a lot about the importance of animal spirits to economic growth. How will consumers feel when all forms of collective enjoyment are denied them? There are only so many Netflix shows one can binge-watch without going stir-crazy. The Romans understood the importance of bread and circuses, keeping the public not just fed, but entertained too, hence the provision of gladiatorial games and chariot races in ancient times. In the Second World War, many sports were cancelled as players were conscripted into the armed services, but exhibition games were played where possible. A British Services 11 played football in newly liberated Paris and Brussels in September 1944. In America, a women's baseball league was organised. Tyler Cowan, an economist, has proposed that a small number of elite athletes could be tested for the virus and then cocooned. After a quarantine period, they could play all-star games to keep citizens entertained, with audiences watching via the internet or TV. It seems an idea worth exploring. If all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, then no work and no play risks making Jack and Jill depressed and discontented.